Finally, The Rock has come back to take down the most electrifying man in sports entertainment history. Raises the people's eyebrow to these two candy asses. So if you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Folks, welcome back to Take Two Takedown. This is our episode 9, recording here on December 6th. We are so glad that you have joined me and my friend Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan.
What's up, Buttercup?
What's up? If you can't tell, our friend John's mouth is full. Not just of the usual shit that his only has in his mouth, but it is because now we are having the Feast of Friendship as we sit here.
Feast of Friendship!
We realized we didn't celebrate Thanksgiving properly due to the anger we had towards each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are celebrating it now in our Feast of Friendship.
And this pumpkin pie you brought is freaking delicious.
Freaking delicious. Especially when you cover that shit in Cool Whip like you've done. The entire container, I see.
I think I got some in my beard.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you save it for later if you need to.
Almost as delicious as Alexa's butt is cute.
That's a stretch, but it works.
Well, I mean, she said it was
cute. It works. I mean, this peach cobbler you brought is amazing.
I have a little Southern in me. I don't know if you knew that.
Now I have a little Southern in me, too.
Wow, that could go so wrong.
So wrong. But welcome back, folks. We want to thank everyone that has been following us, following our show, follow us on Twitter, except we dropped a follower
in the past 24 hours. The one follower who left us.
We know who you are.
We'll find you.
We will find you, and we will beat you.
Like a random mule.
Unless you go back to following us, then we'll be okay with that.
Chokeslam you like Braun Strowman.
Exactly. So come back, or we'll hurt you.
Or we'll make
But fun. Everybody else, we thank you for following us at Take Two Takedown on Twitter, emailing us, take2takedown@gmail.com. We love to get emails from you guys. We love to interact with our fans on Twitter.
Hey, Craig.
Hey.
When are you going to start reading these emails we get? Because they're pretty goddamn funny.
I don't know. Maybe should we ring? We could come up with a mailbag segment for the 2018 year.
Ooh, I like that.
I like that. We can come up with some cool kind of kitschy name for it.
I mean, we keep asking for their involvement, and then, like, we read them, we laugh.
And
they're entertaining. I mean, we respond back to them, right. But
we should probably
never share them on air.
Read them on the air. I agree with you. Give them credit. Let's, give our funny fans some credit.
Let's do.
So we'll start a new mailbag segment in the year of 2018.
Hey, is that green bean casserole over there?
Well, it is. Half of it. I already ate half.
You got to pass that shit over here.
All right. There you go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious, though, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
You can smell it. You can smell it. Well, you hand me the sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top.
It's dancing on my tongue.
Dancing on your tongue.
The green bean casserole is ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Almost as ridiculous as Raw and SmackDown were this week.
All right, so if the week before was vanilla, this was definitely the chocolate layer cake.
This was something going on here.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I did. I enjoyed it. Oh. I enjoyed Raw, enjoyed SmackDown leading up to their Clash of Champions. So how we want to do this, sir? You want to cover Raw or you want to cover SmackDown? What do you feel more comfortable with this week?
Well, being that I am the biggest smark in the room.
Right.
And the other side of it is I am the biggest smark in the room shoving food in his face.
Right.
Like there is no tomorrow.
So you're saying I should start with Raw?
Or I can start from Raw and talk like this.
I got it. You just keep shoveling my green beans in your face.
Don't put your beans all up in my mouth.
All my beans all up in your mouth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're green. But anyway, we start Raw with our lovely, lovely friend, Kurt Angle, coming out to announce that Roman Reigns...
Bad Grandpa.
Coming up to announce that Roman Reigns will fight this week with the ICC Championship belt. It's going to be up for grabs. Who knows who he's going to fight? And then who comes out? Oh, It's same storyline.
Daddy, Daddy, I want a yacht.
I want a fight. I'm stepping up to the plate. I want to fight Roman Reigns.
No, no, son. Your knee is all still hurt right. and boo-booed up.
I can do it.
I can do it, Dad. Give me a chance.
And then Roman Reigns, of course, comes out. Followed soon by Samoa Joe, who are just throwing in here to mix stuff up and at least make it interesting.
I get it. They're giving heat to Jason Jordan. And I'm going to be honest. Let's be honest.
You did just let's be honest, yeah.
All right, drink. Anyway. So, Jordan is a very talented wrestler. He yes. has the ability. He has the skill. Somebody's got to get past this storyline of, oh, poor me, I'm baby boy, give me what I want because I throw a temper tantrum.
Right. This storyline is very one-dimensional and has to end.
Absolutely.
At some point.
Jordan is so much better than that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. But Samoa Joe comes out. You know, he tries to talk to Reigns. Jordan then attacks Reigns. You know, drops him on his head. And he said, that's it. We're fighting tonight.
Reigns.
Roman Reigns and Jason Jordan.
Reigns just looked at it and said, you want it? It's been brought in.
It's been brought in. The big dog is here.
And Jordan took the dog in his own yard, in my opinion.
Yeah. Then they fought. And I thought it was actually a pretty decent match.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it comes to wrestling in the ring... Jason Jordan's good.
I love mashed potatoes. Jason Jordan's really good in the ring.
Yeah, he's good in the ring. It's just all that outside stuff. Throwing vegetables at Elias and whining and crying and walking out with his broke knee. And it's a mess.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. But then, of course, we get after the match, Samoa Joe comes out. Sorry, Reigns wins. If that was not obvious.
What?
And, surprise, surprise, he wins with a Superman punch and a spear.
Nuh-uh.
Yep.
Not his finishers.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. But Samoa Joe comes out after the match. He tries to attack Reigns, but Reigns just knocks him out of the ring with a Superman punch. So, you know, that's obviously leading to more stuff later on.
What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Did you even watch the match? So Samoa Joe comes in the ring,
mm-hmm.
throws the Coquina Clutch onto Roman Reigns, and then Jason Jordan comes over and knocks Samoa Joe off the ring.
Oh, I thought it was Reigns that knocked him off the ring.
No.
Oh,
Jason Jordan knocked him off.
This is what happens when I drink while I watch TV.
Yeah, you need to put away the alcohol.
They all look alike.
All right. But anyway, I mean, that's...
Was that racist? I wasn't meant to be racist.
No, not racist.
I meant to say all wrestlers.
Anyway. But then, Jordan's up there going, come on, Joe, bring it. Come on, Samoa Joe, I can take you. Roman Reigns comes up from behind and knocks Jason Jordan out of the ring.
Right, right.
So, yeah, you really got to stop hitting the cough syrup so much.
I do love sipping on some scissor.
However, if you're sipping on syrup while you're making this turkey leg.
It's well worth it.
Good on you.
Good on you.
Good on you.
Good on you. So we had a glorious women's division match, Sasha Banks versus Paige, the leader of Absolution.
I do like me some Absolution.
I do love me some Absolution.
And I like the fact that it seems like Vince got another one of our notes and said, you know what? Women's division, it's getting a little stale, bring mm-hmm. some heat.
Yeah.
Brings in these six, you know, because I'm counting the Riot Squad.
Yeah, definitely.
Brings in six absolute talents. And it is really bringing some heat into the women's division again. So I'm really liking it.
Right. I'm liking it. And especially because they are doing these six, I think all six are doing that. You know, it wasn't just Paige and Banks fighting each other. You know, then you have her squad of Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose coming out. And then you got Bayley and Mickey James stopping them. And
we're all going to be my buddy together. And your
yeah.
buddy. But mm-hmm. I mean, who didn't see the writing on the wall? Sasha Banks was going to lose this match.
Oh, yeah.
Because yeah. there's so much, you know,
yeah. you
pop
keep,
on.
You keep the heat on Paige in Absolution while
yeah.
you can.
I do you see it? Do you think they're building a title match for Paige?
I think they are. I mean... You know, we've discussed that Raw doesn't have anything to build up till Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
So you might as well just keep working on this and build it up till then.
But, I mean, is Alexa Bliss and Paige a big enough seller?
I don't know. I mean, they keep throwing Alexa Bliss there for all these events, like, you know, sitting in commentary or sitting off on the side. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
I like Alexa Bliss as a heel. She's
yes.
a good little heel.
Mm-hmm.
I like Alexa Bliss in the ring. She is a very good wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
I like Alexa Bliss in her taped segments.
Yes.
Where it's scripted.
Yes. Very scripted.
Please, please, Vince, quit letting her come out and do off-the-shelf color commentary during matches. She's horrible.
Improv is not her thing.
And the poor table announcers are setting her up, and she's just letting the balls fly right over her
right
head.
Right over her head. Doesn't
right
even
over
see
her
him coming. Doesn't even see him.
So, Vince, help us out. Help us out, Vince.
Help us out.
Be a man.
Be a man. Step up.
All right.
Tell her just speak when spoken to.
But yeah, I mean, so Bayley and James get into a ringside tussle
with Mandy Rose and
DeVille, and the distraction allows Paige to get the upper hand. She winds up beating Sasha Banks.
Right. Which, like you said, we knew was going to happen.
Yeah, anyway. We knew it was going to happen, but it was still an entertaining match to watch.
Yeah.
I've never been a big Paige fan, per se. I've always liked her.
Right.
I've never had anything against her, but not one of my favorite female wrestlers.
No.
Because she's not Becky Lynch.
That is true. But I feel that this new comeback has changed my opinion of her. Or at least started in the direction of changing it,
I am definitely liking her a lot more, per se.
Yes.
So I just hope we keep that. The only thing, and this is just my personal opinion, I can't stand when she goes, "I'm back."
Yeah.
It just reminds me of Ozzy Osbourne's daughter, and I'm just like, I can't stand her. So, I'm just saying, I'm not a big fan of that one. So, that leads us into the Cruiserweight Fatal 4-Way
to see who's
going to get the second slot in the challenge to Enzo's belt.
Exactly. Who will be the next possible maybe contender?
And what drama happens? Golai.
What?
He wins the match.
Run the underdog comes out from behind.
Just remember, he was the first supporter of Enzo.
That is true.
He's going up against Rich Swann now to see who will compete against Enzo.
So what do they do? Do they put up his, you know, the Enzo supporter for this belt eventually in their pay-per-view? Or do they put up the lovely man Rich Swann that everyone wants to support and get behind?
Okay, so the mark in me
says
it would be a much better story if you have Golak have to go against Enzo, basically the employee against his boss.
Completely agree.
And I say the only way that happens is if they're going to try to bring Enzo more to a face again.
Right. That's yeah.
But, you know, the TV watcher who watches WWE, I think Rich Swann will win, and then they'll have the good versus evil again.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think Enzo's doing good with the heel, so they'll probably keep him on that. And stick with the Rich Swann good versus evil storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Braun Strowman. I think he kills Elias. Not really sure.
I don't know if he just killed Elias or if he killed Elias and ate his soul.
He's definitely dead in some form.
But I mean, Elias is up there as is, just singing a song
singing
about how much
song.
He hates the people of LA.
Right. As he does, as he often does.
Strowman. Just
comes out and literally kills him.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. And then, of course, after Braun Strowman kills him and eats some his soul, what happens?
With a nice bottle of Chianti.
With a nice bottle of some fava beans.
And some fava.
And then Kane's music hits. Shows up on the big screen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His
on the big red machine.
Big red machine on the big screen with my big red mask and my wrinkly face.
And we're gonna fight next week.
Yeah, we're gonna fight next week. It's coming. The match everyone knew was coming is now announced that it's coming.
Okay, so now we all know.
Right. Now we all know what was coming is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you know that happened.
Of course.
Then you got Asuka versus Alicia Fox.
And just like last week, Asuka comes out, wins pretty quickly and pretty easily with
pretty
an armbar submission.
Yeah.
Which leads us into Absolution skipping
Absolution
down to the ring
coming
again.
Down out. I'm kind of enjoying this sort of Absolution having some sort of maybe respect for Asuka. Like, because Absolution comes out and then destroys Alicia Fox and just leaves her for dead. But they don't really mess with Asuka as if she's
Is she untouchable?
Is she untouchable? Are they hoping maybe to get her on their side at some point? Like, where this is kind of going? I like the fact that they're like, they'll step away and not going to have these two sort of cross for a while.
I see the match buildup that I want to see more so than an Alexa Bliss and Paige, is an Asuka Paige.
That would be good.
Because right now, they've set some really good groundwork for it.
Yes, and I think maybe that's what this is eventually leading towards, mm-hmm. whether, I mean, it's rare that WWE thinks so far ahead to WrestleMania in December, because they often only think, like, the next week ahead of time, but that this could possibly be something. You have a Paige Alexa Bliss at Royal Rumble lead to an Asuka Paige at WrestleMania.
I
would like, and I think I think that's the way to push this, but
I like it almost as I like the giblets in the gravy.
Well, you know, I like these little pearl onions and sauce that you made. They're delicious.
Yeah. Well, I tried to bring the flavor of the stuffing up by adding a little pearl onion.
I love it.
It's
my
little kiss to the dish.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
You know what else is amazing?
What's that?
Woken Matt Hardy.
Oh,
as we talked about in our pre-show meeting, this is a storyline we are not on the same page on.
So, to me, he reminds me of one of those 1960s Sherman Peabody cartoon characters where his eyes are half-crossed and he's just talking gibberish.
Right.
And
I don't understand why this is not why you're on the side of the story.
Maybe I am not woken.
You are not woken. Delete you! Delete!
I would be the Bray Wyatt to your woken Matt Hardy.
I mean, they weren't even there. This was video promos against each other.
And they were so badly cut together. Like, who couldn't tell they were done at a different time and just spliced together?
No, I'm pretty sure that our limited editing skills could have made this blend better than they did.
That was rough.
But you're having two people that I personally enjoy, of Bray Wyatt and woken Matt Hardy.
But you have Bray Wyatt, who is the eater of worlds. And every time he comes in and he does that promo, I'm like, man, this guy's creepy.
Right, right.
And I'm totally bought in. And I'm like, I love me some Bray Wyatt, just because here is probably the best current wrestler who can do cut-in promos.
Yes, I agree. Right? I agree with that.
And then you put him against this basically short bus riding, window licking, retard kind of weirdo. And I know that's not politically acceptable. I don't care. That's what he was.
Yeah. He is merely a vessel for a being that has been around for thousands of years.
What being?
A bean.
A bean?
A bean that has tangled with Cleopatra.
Oh my God. I just...
Delete!
I'm done. All you're going to do is yell delete.
Yep. I'm eating this up with a fucking spoon.
All right, well, you enjoyed that dish.
I will.
I actually liked the next match, where it was Finn Balor versus Bo Dallas. And Bo Dallas said, and Curtis Axel came out earlier and said, you know, give me your number one superstar here in LA, and we will defeat him in honor of The Miz.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to defend their buddy The Miz and his reputation. And let's be honest, Miz is a superstar. He's filming right now.
Marine
6.
Yeah.
And I don't want to let you know this, because in fandom world, Becky Lynch is home nursing some ailments.
Mm.
But for reals, she's taking a couple of weeks off so that she can film this movie.
Right. Which will be our first official film review.
Oh, God,
On Take Two Takedown.
I think we should start reviewing in 2008. I think we should start reviewing any film the WWE Studios put out. No matter how horrible it is, if it goes straight to Netflix.
Do we start with Santa's Sleigh, starring Goldberg, where he plays a deranged Santa killing people?
I'm not going to tell you what the best one was.
Was it 13 rounds, 12 rounds? What was the one with Dean Ambrose?
Yep.
Like the third installment of that 12 rounds, I think?
Yep. Dean Ambrose. Jonathan Good is an amazing actor. I'm not lying when I say Bruce Willis caliber.
That's impressive.
The fucker was a badass
that
in this movie.
Impressive.
Like, this was Die Hard on roids.
Yes.
Like, you thought Die Hard was straight hardcore?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing compared to 12 rounds, round 3, or whatever it was that he was in.
God, you're horrible. Anyway.
So, Finn Balor and Bo Dallas. I enjoy the storyline, like you said. I feel bad for Finn Balor. I feel this is wasted creative storyline talent. Like, he's somebody who should be going up against the caliber of, like, a Brock Lesnar, a Roman Reigns.
Yeah, but you
like
have,
that is the level he should be at.
I think you have your problem right now, especially in Raw. You have too many faces.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. You don't have enough heel action going
on. And we don't talk about it at all, but when you look at NXT, you don't have the straight heel anymore. You have the face that's kind of not nice, and you have the straight face, but there is no heel.
No.
I really think in this day and age, and I'll get into it with you, I really think in this day and age that if you can go straight heel,
yeah,
you would be amazing. That's why,
oh, yeah.
That's why Bray Wyatt sells.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a Dolph Ziggler could sell.
Yep, yep.
Like, Ziggler, I know he is SmackDown, and we'll get into him, but Ziggler comes in as the heel, and let's be honest, WWE just uses him to push people up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They basically, and I'm stealing this right from Edge and Christian's a podcast of awesome, they basically rocket strap him.
And they do.
Rocket strap a new up-and-comer, mm-hmm. and Ziggler sells him.
Yeah, and he does a great job of it.
God, I love Ziggler. But anyway, why did I like the Bo Dallas-Finn Balor match so much? It gives validity to Bo Dallas.
That is true. It definitely raises his level.
They wrestled, and they did well.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great match. We all knew Finn was going to win. But,
of course.
You know, it really talks to the power of The Miz. That even he's not there, his two lackeys can come out to his theme song, and the whole stadium is just standing and crying. The Miz!
You are right. You are right. I will give you that. That, I mean, that's even on a bigger level than like when you have the Singh brothers come out for the modern day Maharaja.
We don't know if they're doing that anymore.
We don't know if they're doing that anymore. But I think, you know, the Miz Taraj gets a bigger pop than the Singh brothers.
Absolutely. You but know? I mean, is that because the Miz Taraj is that good, or is that because the Miz is that good?
I think it's because of the Miz.
Everybody loves to hate the Miz, and that's why I'm telling you, straight heel sells all the time.
All the time.
You love to hate a bad guy.
Love it.
So.
And then our final match, tag team championship.
The Shield versus the Bar.
Shield versus the Bar.
I like the match. I always like watching the talent. Dean Ambrose is one of my favorites, and I like watching it. And I think it was a good match.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you would have the Shield get pinned, come out and say, oh, now we're going to change it to...
We're changing it! Angle comes out and says, no, it's a no disqualification match.
And then Samoa Joe comes out, causes a distraction. The Shield loses again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be an all belts or no belts match going into Royal Rumble.
Yes.
So you're going to have Roman Reigns put his ICC belt up against the Bar's putting up their tag team titles, and either the Shield will win all three or Samoa Joe and the Bar will win all three.
Yeah. Which I feel that group of six, that six, will be a good match.
It'll be a strong match. Yeah. The only problem is, and I'm going to throw out this question. I know what my answer is. Are they playing down Samoa Joe? Is he a better talent than a Roman Reigns counter?
I mean, in the scheme of everything that Raw has available to it, I think he is. I think he's more of a Brock Lesnar talent that you need, you know, more than a Roman Reigns weekly talent. But in the scheme of what WWE thinks of Roman Reigns, then Samoa Joe's on that same level.
Well,
because no matter what happens, they always put Roman Reigns at the top of everything.
Roman Reigns is what WWE is trying to push to be John Cena for the new millennium for so much. I think, I don't think you can push talent to it. I think, like, you can't make the people love somebody.
Right. But they sure try.
Well, I don't think they did justice to Roman Reigns. Like, I think he's a better talent than he is, but he will never get that chance again because they pushed so hard in his intro. That they didn't give a chance for that loyal fan base to build up.
Yeah, I would agree.
So,
we're very smart people.
Well, we're so smart. Smart enough to tell you to pass me a piece of that cake.
You got it, buddy. Enjoy. Mm. Eat the whole thing.
All right. Next time.
Not even a piece. It's just the whole cake.
Yeah, just next time keep your thumb out of it.
I want you to make sure you know it's mine. And you're lucky it was just my thumb.
Yeah, you put other stuff in there.
On to SmackDown.
SmackDown.
With our idols, Owen and Sami Zayn starting it.
Yeah, but what didn't happen this time?
Hmm?
But Apparently the McMahons have been listening to our podcast.
Apparently.
What didn't happen this time? I mean, no motherfucking Shane doing a stand-up routine about what happened the week before.
That is very true.
Came out, Daniel Bryan said a few words, and then Sammy and Kevin came out and owned the show.
Owned it. Talking about how the McMahons had always been feuding with all these wrestlers, and he did his own copy of the Shane McMahon dance, which I thought was hilarious. That's
very funny.
Which, for some reason, I just imitated right here on the audio podcast.
Is that a hint of cinnamon I'm tasting in this cake?
Oh, you know, a little sweet for someone who I think is a little sweet.
What do you mean by that?
A little sweet. A little sweet.
Delicious.
Delicious.
So anyway, they kick off the show, and then what is happening here?
Yeah, well, so they brag about beating Orton.
Mm-hmm.
And then Randy Orton comes down and attacks Kevin Owens for bragging.
RKO out of nowhere.
RKO out of nowhere.
I'm going to give it to him. Kevin Owens sells it as well as Rusev.
He does. He does.
I mean, and we're going to talk about Rusev sells.
Rusev selling.
Oh, man. But so RKO out of nowhere because Sami Zayn is talking about what's in the ring, what's out of the ring. Now I'm walking up to the... And then, oh, no, RKO. And then you look on Sammy's face and it's like,
what happened?
Not my brother.
Yeah. And Shane comes out and Shane says that the Clash of Champions match, which is on the 17th, will be Owens and Zayn versus Randy Orton and some undisclosed partner that he will Shinsuke. Let us know later. Yeah, Shinsuke. They didn't keep that secret for very long because it's pretty much how the show ended.
I pretty much think that Shinsuke Nakamura translated into American is partner to be named later.
Right, right. Well, considering that this all occurred around the 8:15 time slot, and then the last match with Shinsuke coming in
was
around the 9:50. We didn't even keep this secret for 2 hours.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, no, I don't know what you mean.
It just happened.
Undisclosed. Like, who knows?
Buddies,
who knows? And they announced that there's going to be a match later that night of Sami Zayn versus Randy Orton, but uh-oh.
So Kevin Owens
is going to be handcuffed.
Handcuffed.
Handcuffed to the rope. He can't go anywhere. What's he going to do?
Locked up.
Locked up.
A damn shame with all the promos they were cutting. Damn shame. That's not right.
That's not right.
That breaks my civil liberty. You can't
do this
I'm
to me.
I'm so upset in my Sami Zayn voice that I am now spitting out the strawberries on top of this cake.
Oh, that's disgusting yet delicious.
I'm sorry, I've gotten red speckles all over.
But delicious.
Mm.
Then we get into our tag team match of the New Day, who we always love, against someone who I feel is slowly becoming one of my favorites too, which is the Rusev and Aiden English pairing.
I'm kind of liking this a lot. Like, Rusev, we have always agreed. We enjoy watching him wrestle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The man sells.
Great job of selling.
I think probably the best face actor in WWE right now.
Yes, The shock face of people getting out of his holds for pins cannot be beat.
And then when he wins, just like the tears of joy, right. Like he just, you know, saved the world from utter destruction.
He did. I mean,
the man is amazing. Mm. And then they had him with Lana, and they wanted to, I guess, tone that down. So they gave him Aiden.
Yeah.
And Aiden started singing about Rusev Day. And 12 Days of Rusev.
Now we're into the 12 Days of Rusev. I mean, it's beautiful.
And I mean, but it's good. It's a good pop. Like, Aiden English, just in and of himself, is a good character. Even when he was with, what's his name? Dick Dastardly. And they were the...
Vaudevillians.
Yes, the Vaudevillians.
Yeah. But I Rusev and English winning this match, I was not upset by.
Mm-mm.
I enjoy it.
Well, we've always said that the New Day is so talented, they can lose and still win.
And still win, yes.
So, I mean, it was some shenanigans.
Shenanigans, shall
we say? Thumb to the eye and some trickery.
Some trickery.
But Aiden English winds up pinning Kofi for the win.
Yeah, I agree. It was pretty nice.
Like I said, what was the last thing you see that after the pin, you just look at Rusev's face and it looks like he's either passing a golden brick through his pee hole, or he is just so elated to win
so
one finally.
Elated. And to get into the Clash of Champions match. It's pure joy on his face.
So they got some heat now.
Yeah.
I like that this little team is coming up.
I kind of like it. I think this will be interesting to me if they keep this going.
So we'll see what happens. But now they're in the fatal tag team four-way.
Right, right. At Clash of Champions in a couple weeks. So.
Hey, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Craig.
Mm-hmm.
So we had fun with that, right?
Right.
But then what happened when the next promo comes out and you see our boy?
It's time to get hyped.
Did you see his shirt?
Oh, yes, I did. It was amazing.
The yellow dry fit with the lightning emoji?
Yep. It's amazing. We're going to buy it for each other, aren't we?
I was like, he's fucking Shazam.
Right. We're going to buy it for each other, aren't we?
Fucking Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he say? What does he say to him?
He lets Zack Ryder know, I've never needed you.
Yeah.
I've always been the better hype bro.
Every time we've been apart, I've won.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time you come back, mm-hmm. I lose.
Right. I believe you refer to him as dead weight.
Yeah. Oh.
You know? Which I enjoy. I like this. I like this sort of angry mojo.
I do too. But, and then, of course, Zack Ryder can't man up and face.
No.
He has to react on Twitter.
He reacts on Twitter. So, you know, he talks about how there's two WrestleMania moments, and he shows a picture of him winning WrestleMania. So one guy worked his life, did it all by himself. Another guy, showing a picture of Rojo, had to call in his friend to make sure he won.
With Gronkowski.
With Gronkowski, yeah.
But isn't Gronkowski on Twitter just saying, hey, don't do that to Zach?
Right, exactly. And then you got Mojo who responded with the quote, whole life? That's cute. I won my first Mania. P.S. Who rescued you from obscurity and brought you back to relevance? Oh, yeah, that was me. Shut up and fade back into nothingness.
Ooh.
That is hard motherfucking core. So I like it. I like it.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot. I sure do. So we'll see how this goes.
Let me ask you this question. Who the fuck are Adam James and Josh Carr?
I have no idea. Just fucking dudes. They fed to them like wolves.
It's almost like it, you know, when they throw out the slop to the animals at the zoo, like, here's a snack time.
Oh.
When they chum the waters so,
yeah,
for fish.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So these two nobodies.
Right.
Are fed to the Bludgeon Brothers.
Fed to them.
And, I mean, it was... they just beat the piss out of those poor kids.
I mean, we thought that the Braun Strowman Elias was bad.
Oh, man.
This literally was... They were fed to them. Like, let's feed these rabid dogs before they start attacking each other.
Yeah. Like, I still think the one kid that they, you know, basically flipped...
Right.
At ringside, just is still spinning somewhere.
I think so. And the other one who they basically threw through the entire mat of the ring.
And then brought him all the way around the world and dropped him back on the ring again.
Right. I'm pretty sure he's still falling down through the depths of hell.
Yeah, I think that's his eternal torment.
Yeah, just constantly falling. So, but I will appreciate the fact that at least they're throwing these people at them to build them up and not just throwing the Bludgeon Brothers right into, like, fighting New Day.
I get it. I think they're still trying to figure out where the Bludgeon Brothers are going to fit in because they are like this new powerhouse wrestling team. And if you look at SmackDown, they're more speed and finesse than
power. Exactly.
So how are they going to have them, you know, compete?
Yeah.
So, but I'll give you this. Luke Harper, I think, can go just as fast and just as finesse as any of those smaller wrestlers.
Yeah, especially when you give him the chance to. He's great.
So... We got that going on.
Mm-hmm. Which leads us into Corbin versus Bobby Roode.
And Ziggler.
And Ziggler. No, Ziggler was just there on commentary. He was just hanging out.
Sure he
was. And then, what happens? He comes up and he takes them both out.
And that's why I love me some Ziggler. He can always be the heel.
He can always be the heel. You don't even plan on him being the heel and he comes out and he's the heel.
Nobody does it better than Ziggler. He's been around, I think, wrestling for almost like 18 years
at
now.
At least.
In the WWE.
Least. Yeah. And it's beautiful. But yes, this is why I love Ziggler. Because he can come out and do this anytime, and it always makes sense.
Exactly. I mean, he's a rocket strapper.
Yes.
I'm stealing.
We're just stealing
Edge
it all.
Christian, somewhere down the line, if you ever hear this podcast... Total credit to you, but I love that term. I love the whole concept of rocket strapping.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ziggler is a consummate force in WWE, and I feel bad a lot of times because he's just like that guy that can get anyone over.
Right.
So he's never
going
to get over himself.
Right. He's great at it, though. That's the problem. Like, it's one of those things. When you do your job well, they just give you more work. Like, and he does that job of getting other people... Giving other people that bump so well that they're like, well, we don't want to give it to him because now we can use him for this person and then this person and then this person.
Right.
And you're right. I feel bad for him, but he's just so good at it.
He really is.
He is.
So that leads me to the question. I think we'll both agree Ziggler would benefit from it. But in your opinion, is there another wrestler or two that if they were to take a hiatus to let the heat come off and then make that pop of coming back, incorporate a new story, a new move or something, a la Chris Jericho.
Right.
I think Ziggler would be my number one. Like, hey, take 6 months off.
Yeah, come back.
Knowing that you're coming back, you're going to get this pop. We'll give you a little heat. And, you know, he could take off again.
I could see that. I could see that. And I think that he could pull it off. Like, I think there are a lot of wrestlers that if you do that, they will fade into obscurity. Well, and
let's be honest, like a Zack Ryder.
Right, right.
If he were to say, you know, I'm going to take 6 months off and then I'll come back, you're still Zack Ryder.
Yeah, exactly. You're same with Mojo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about Mojo that way. Mojo's great. Mojo just hasn't given the heat that he needs.
Right, right. But I feel he's getting it. And if he leaves now, it's over.
Yeah.
He's got to keep on it.
No, he needs to stay on it.
But speaking of heat, that leads us into what is always my favorite matches, which is a lumberjack match. And this is, from what I can remember, one of the few lumberjack women's division matches that I've seen in a very long time. They don't do a lot of these.
I think this is the first.
Because I can't remember. Women's lumberjack. I can't remember when they've had enough women to do it.
Exactly. And so the going rumor is that they're bringing these people, these females up from NXT because they really want to do an all-female Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're feeling the heat of our current list of wrestlers is a little stale. We need to throw something in the mix.
Meaning they're listening to us.
Mm-hmm. But end all be all, it's nice to see a bigger pool of talent.
Great.
And the talent that they chose to come up was the right choice.
Oh, definitely.
Now, do I think there's some more at NXT that could come up and be just as good? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But these five women that they brought up from NXT sell it. And they are really not just, they need to work a little on their mic skills, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. But in the ring, I love watching them.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and they all have the wrestling talent, which I think is one of the main things that the women's division has been lacking.
They look great in the ring.
Yeah, but the match itself was just Charlotte Flair versus Tamina. Flair wins, as we assumed she would.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you got all of them surrounding it, including the Riot Squad. You know, and then Tamina gets all upset after she loses and attacks Sarah Logan at ringside, and
yeah,
it's pretty good.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. But I like the idea of this leading up to what you're saying, the Royal Rumble of Women, because I think this is one of the few times in WWE's, I don't even know if I would say recent history, but just history.
Ever.
That they've had enough women that make this plausible. This is
probably the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually carrying a stable of 12 females.
Right, right.
And now that they have a true women's championship, they can have the talent come in. And there are a ton of talented female wrestlers that, you know, can own a card.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, yeah. I mean, you bring in what you have to a Royal Rumble, and then the last few add-ons from NXT, mm-hmm. you know, like, what's her name, Moon? Ember Moon?
Mm-hmm.
Bring her up, you know, like, bring a few up, and it would look good. Like, it would be a good Royal Rumble.
You can even bring some blasts from the past, too.
That's true. That's true. And you already got Mickey James coming out in her wheelchair, so you might as well bring out a few others.
Lita. God, I would love to see Lita come back.
Would Stephanie McMahon come out as their final person?
That would be... I never thought of that. I mean,
she has not been in-ring Stephanie McMahon in a very long time.
Ooh, the last time she was in the ring, she got punched by Roman Reigns.
But just having her come out at the end, just for our own personal enjoyment, I think would be good.
Ooh, I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think
you're welcome for that one, Vince.
I think we're going to have to write a note and put that on his desk.
Right, right.
That's a good one.
The idea fairies that he feels comes every night and give him ideas.
And then we get to the main event.
Main event, the Viper versus Sami Zayn.
Yep. So...
Zane, poor Kevin Owens just handcuffed to the ropes.
Zayn comes dancing out.
As he does.
And it is a good match.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, there was, you know, Viper was obviously hitting his moves, and Zayn was dancing around doing his stuff, and Zayn is selling, like, making the misses and taking the hits.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm a big fan of Sami Zayn. He's a seller, too.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I believe that he's getting hit.
Right.
You know, but at least right. he makes it more...
believable than yes. others sometimes do.
But, so, Sami Zayn goes out to the outskirts, he finds, oh my gosh, just... randomly under the thing, the one thing that will cut open a pair of handcuffs.
Right, not a small tiny handcuff key. Just giant fucking bolt cutters.
Giant fucking bolt cutters.
Right. And he tries to get him out. Oh, but he can't do it.
But Randy.
Randy stops him.
Yes.
Luckily, the tools just happen to be left there. So Kevin Owens can use them himself to get out.
And he does.
And he does. Who saw that coming?
So.
But, so he comes out. And then, but technically, you know. Orton ends up winning, even though with Owens' interference.
Yeah, but, well, Orton gets the win, but at the same time, Kevin's cutting the cuffs.
Right,
so
right.
now it's Zayn and Owens about to double team on Randy Orton, who's pretty beat up because he was just in a match.
Right, right.
And we thought, oh no, what's going to happen to the Viper?
Mm-hmm.
Are the voices in his head going to get smacked out of?
What's going to happen?
What happens? And then we hear Shinsuke's music.
Yes. And surprise, surprise, the elusive, mysterious partner.
Like I said, it translates.
Comes out.
Shinsuke translates into partner to be named later.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So he comes out, clears away Owens and Zayn. And then you have our, you know, the lovely owner himself, Shane McMahon, come out.
And does the big reveal.
Big reveal.
Not only do you have to fight my two besties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be reffing the match.
And I don't see any shenanigans coming because of that.
No shenanigans.
No
because
shenanigans.
Because if Owens and Zayn loses, what happens?
Oh, they're fired.
Not only do they lose the match, but they lose their job.
They lose their job.
So, you are not getting rid of talent like Zayn and Owens.
No. The only way I see that happening is somehow if they lose, they go to Raw. Like, that's the only way I see that
well,
happening.
Don't forget, Zayn had a whole different character in NXT where he wore a mask.
That's true. They could be, yeah, but you can't put a mask on Kevin Owens. You're going to know exactly who he is.
Not if he wears a shirt. And a girdle.
A shirt and a girdle. And the mask goes over his entire face so you don't see the beard.
And shaves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it would take some work, but maybe.
And that was our Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, and it was good, and we enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I look forward to next week.
I think we're these storylines are progressing. I enjoy that. I enjoy when we have things move forward.
Yeah. Clash of Champions is coming up.
Right.
So
and we had some nice build time for it, which I think is a good thing. So that can get into our face and heels of the week, sir.
Let me throw a new challenge out there to you.
Oh, I do love challenges. Challenge.
I call this one. Gamer,
mm-hmm.
Flamer,
mm-hmm.
or Lamer?
Ooh. Did you just come up with this on the top of your head?
Well, I mean, I may have been thinking about it during wrestling last night, but Gamer, Flamer, or Lamer?
Okay, please explain the rules to Gamer, Flamer, or Lamer.
I am going to give you a category.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, much like, what is it, date, marry, or fuck?
Right.
Mm. You will tell me who you think the gamer
is. I think it's marry, fuck, kill.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Obviously, I don't play because I don't have any friends. But the gamer would be your number one. Like, this would be the person that, if it was a title, held the title.
Okay.
All right? The flamer is the person that has the heat, that can make that competition.
Okay.
And the lamer is this. Who's just going to be dropped down to a jobber slot? Who's going to be, like, for, you know, and we'll make it easy, this week.
Okay.
Who's going to be...
So this is what I think will happen or what I want to happen?
What you want
to
happen. Because I want to know, as your friend,
mm-hmm.
what your opinion of... And this is just, you know, for us to shout outs to our favorite wrestlers.
I like it.
You know, but it's a little twist on the face mm-hmm. or heel and storyline of the week. Right. So the category will be this.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to combine...
Mm-hmm.
the Universal Champion and the Heavyweight Championship belt into one belt.
Yes.
And both wrestlers from SmackDown and Raw were to compete for it.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be your gamer? Who would hold the belt right now? Who would be your flamer? Who would be that heat coming up, catching up to him? And who, and by lamer, this is what I mean, like somebody that's got the pop, got the heat right now, but you're like, this is bad. They need to be dropped down a few pegs.
Right, right.
You get it?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want, because I already came up with it and I pretty much have some answers, I'll give you some time to think.
Okay, go with your gamer.
All right, so if we were to combine the titles, no Brock Lesnar. He's one-dimensional.
Yes.
All right? I would give the title to AJ Styles. He is your true 100% WWE superstar right now. He has the ability on the mic. He has the ability in the ring. And he makes it believable that he can fight anyone and win or lose at any match.
I like that.
So that is my gamer. He would hold the belt.
Mm-hmm.
My flamer, and you don't have to agree with me on this one, my flamer, and to compete with AJ Styles, I'd like to see Seth Rollins.
I mean, he had
his whole stint with Kingslayer. He came back. He made nicey-nicey. He's back in the Shield and all that. But the man's got talent. The match would be amazing between him and AJ Styles. And I really think you would get the pull and the pop that it deserves.
I like it. I like it.
Now, my lamer, the one
who needs to be dropped some pegs.
Yeah. The one that is just getting too much heat and doesn't deserve it. I really got to go with Matt Hardy. I can't get with this Woken stuff. I didn't like Broken Matt Hardy.
Shame.
I thought it was dumb and kitschy and way over the top. And that's saying a lot for wrestling. So, I mean, I am not the Matt Hardy fan. I'm sorry. Maybe if it turns in some twist of fate, I might change. But at this point, I am not sold at all.
I see where you're going. Now, if we... To start, for gamer, I enjoy your AJ Styles. I think that's a great pick. I think for me, I'm going to see your AJ Styles and raise you a Finn Balor.
Ooh.
I think Finn Balor has the pull from old NXT people to pull them back and to get them excited about WWE again. And he needs to have more. I enjoy the fight with the Miztourage and stuff, but I think he deserves more. He is better than that. He should be on that top level at this point. I'm saying Finn Balor.
He was the first Universal Champion.
He was.
I just don't, like, I can't get behind Finn Balor because they're not giving him that pop.
I know, and they need to.
Okay.
They need to. And if we did AJ Styles versus Finn Balor, that'd be great.
That would be amazing.
That would be a great match.
Well, we had that.
Right. We had that
Survivor Series, and... You and I are still walking around like, oh, my God.
So it was so good.
But another one? Ooh, I really like that.
You do that, and then you do a 2 out of 3 for WrestleMania?
Oh.
Perfect.
God, I think I'm a little wrecked right now.
I know. You should be.
Good call.
Now, for Flamer, for someone who I feel is on a bit of the rise. See, this is hard for me because there's someone I feel that is getting a little bit of heat and I feel should be getting more to keep it going. And then there's someone who I feel always gets a little bit of heat, but it's not enough.
So I'll grant you two.
So I think the guy who I think always gets a little bit of heat, but it's never enough, as we discussed, is Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
And you give him more heat, he can come up and be higher up.
But they keep
dousing the heat. They keep bringing it down.
Well, they keep letting him fan his flames onto ever he has been pushed to promote. Like,
yes.
We like Bobby Roode.
Yeah.
Probably one of the greatest entry songs ever.
Exactly.
But, I mean, that would go on my top 5 list of entry music.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But they gave him Bobby Roode to bring from NXT, give him that push, strap him to the top, put him in contention, and now he's getting a U.S. champion title match against Baron Corbin, which I hope he wins.
I agree. I hope so, too.
But I think what sold everybody over on Bobby Roode that didn't watch him in NXT
was Ziggler.
All the work Ziggler did with him.
Yep, exactly. I completely agree.
You know, when they bring Aleister Black up or the Velveteen Dream up from NXT,
you're going to see him
with Ziggler. Yeah. Ziggler's still around. And that's why I'm saying, you know, let the Zig Man take some time off. Let us... Not forget, but reminisce about how great he was. And gosh, wouldn't it be nice if he came back and then, bam, there he is.
Comes back.
And it's a whole new, and I'm like, I'm fully engaged. I'm fully back in love with Zig. And, You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It does.
But
it does.
Really like that one. What was your other one for
fun? My other one that I feel has a little bit of heat and I feel could use more to keep going, and I hope they keep it going, is our friend Mojo.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see,
I thought they need to keep it going. Like, that's the problem.
Yeah. I thought Mojo, especially coming from either one of us, was, like, the ultimate and obvious answer.
Yes. Yes. That's why I feel, you know, I was unsure. Because I agree. It's the obvious answer for both of us because we like him.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. So we agree on that.
We agree on that. But now, Lamer. Now, somebody who I feel needs to be brought down some pegs, and I'm not even going to say pegs. I say needs to just be gone, is Kane.
Really?
He needs to leave.
Wow. But we love us some corporate Kane.
I love corporate Kane. But Big Red Machine Kane, it just needs to be done.
But it's the same thing we said with the Bludgeon Brothers, is and there's no competition for Braun Strowman.
That's true.
Your
That's
next
true.
Biggest guy is a Samoa Joe or a Roman Reigns.
Right. But you're telling me that the legitimate competition you're giving Braun Strowman is a 75-year-old Kane.
Can I tell you that Braun Strowman looks for dates on Tinder?
It doesn't surprise me at all.
I don't know why that strikes me as funny, but it really does.
Like, do you think he just swipes through and is like, I'd crush her. I'd crush her. Like, literally crush her. Not like, I'd crush that, but like, I would crush her. Yeah. I would
crush
her.
And I'm not saying that in sexual reference. I'm talking like, I would physically
snap hips. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just found that funny when I was reading that the other day.
That sounds about right. About right, though. Mm-hmm. But I like this game. I like Gamer, Flamer, or Lamer.
Yeah.
This was fun.
I don't know. I just think it was a little twist. Like, obviously, our face and heel of the week, we talk about when we talk about the matches.
Very true.
Our
Very
favorite storyline, I think we hit more on. But I wanted to give it a little twist.
A little twist.
Now, I mean, we may tweak and turn as it goes, but I think we both agree that this is a pretty fun game.
I like it.
And then, you know, we can do tag team. We can you know, of all title holders, who would you say should have?
Right, do different errors and stuff like that.
You could do best hair.
You know what? I know I keep you around for a reason.
I'm pretty cheeky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Useful in tight spots.
You are. Speaking of usefulness.
Yes.
Let's get into local events.
Ooh, yes. Let's get into local community.
Coming up this weekend is our good Right Coast Pro Friends. They have their Strange Happenings event, which we've been talking about.
There are different and unique stipulations to every match.
Every match! Who knows what's going to happen?
Strange
happening.
Where does my boy Big Gene Snitsky fall on the card?
Oh, he's going on a 2-on-1 match against Sir Spalding Savages.
He's
going
to eat a savage.
Is at least one.
I think, as we discussed, putting mustard on anything makes it much more delicious.
Right, so he's probably going to put some spicy brown mustard on him. And just
on a savage.
At least eat a leg, if not both legs.
I hope he, like, bring some toothpicks. They seem a little stringy.
Right, they do. But you can buy your tickets at www.rightcoastpro.com. You can go in there, buy your tickets for this event coming up December 9th, this weekend.
So, what just passed?
What just passed was the Season's Beatings for Maryland Championship Wrestling.
God, we love that name.
Was this past weekend in Joppa.
Season's Beatings.
Season's Beatings. So, a lot happened.
What?
Sorry, I went through puberty there for a second.
Apparently, you went through puberty.
Yeah, that happened over the weekend, too.
Twice now.
A lot happened at the MCW event, but the main things, I think the things we enjoy is the stuff that happens with Joey Mercury.
Oh, we love it.
Because as I'm reading the description of what happened, and you realize what happened on Raw, I think someone went to the Maryland Championship Wrestling event and then went to Raw.
No, I think there is complete and utter separation.
Right. So they start off the show with Mercury and the Cartel's Dante Caballero. And Joey Keys,
Caballero,
berating the crowd. They had a nice ringside assistant hold the memorial cups and the belts, you know, so they would sit up there. But they did not give him the proper respect. So, for that lack of respect, they beat down the assistant.
Why wouldn't
you beat down the assistant? But the Bruiser came out. Bruiser came out and helped that poor assistant. All right. But a whole bunch of chair shots and everything like that were too much for the Bruiser.
Yes, so who comes out to save
the Bruiser? Who comes out? The owner of MCW. Dan McDivitt comes out, the general manager, Phil Stamper, the Guns for Hire, and several officials came out to help him, chasing off Mercury and his friends.
They hightailed it.
They hightailed it. It was
right
great.
To the back, behind
it was
the,
great.
The one curtain you can't see through.
Right, no, can't see it because they only got one curtain.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think that leads into, like, the boys' locker room for the gym they're in.
Right, mm-hmm. If not just the main lobby.
Well, where sodas are served for 50 cents a can.
Love it. I love it all.
I love local wrestling.
But then you get to the main event, all right, where Joey...
That wasn't the main event?
That wasn't the main... That was just to start it.
What?
But then Joey Mercury comes out. It seems like he would win by forfeit because Bruiser's been injured. All right? But he comes out to the ring. They have a big match and stuff like that. And then Mercury gets a low blow in front of the referee. All right? But before disqualification is called, as if this match almost would have been disqualification, the GM comes out. Phil Stamper comes out and announces that he is done with this. Let's restart the match.
With Mercury's punk ass.
Punk ass. Let's restart the match, making it no count out, no disqualification. Does that sound like a match we may have seen on Raw?
What? Oh, but wait. Then he makes it almost a Lumberjack-style match where he has the Guns for Hire and removes the Cartel from ringside.
It's crazy. But with the match now, no DQ, no count out and stuff like that, Mercury and the Bruiser are going back and forth, blah, 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 blah. But then the Bruiser wins. Yeah. And he becomes the new MCW Pro Wrestling Heavyweight Champion.
He used a chair to get it.
It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Now he's the winner. He's an eight-time champion.
He's an eight-time champion. He destroyed our boy Joey Mercury.
So the next match with MCW is their breakthrough, The Emergence.
The Emergence.
And that's January 20th in Joppa, Maryland.
Good old Joppa, Maryland. This has all the independent stars you know and love.
All of them.
All of them. All right, but it's mainly to showcase the locals, the new talent from around the country. People, this is not a big one where you're going to have Sergeant Slaughter show up or a Joey Mercury.
If you went and you could find Sergeant Slaughter, let us know, because with the camo suit, I'm sure he was hidden very well.
Very well. Very well. But if you want to get tickets to The Emergence, it's mcwprowrestling.com. You can go on there, buy some tickets. I'm no joke. I think the MCW tickets for this are $17.
And I think with that comes the promise of a ray of hope and glory for all.
Right. But make sure to bring quarters for soda.
Yeah. Because it's 50 cents in the lobby. It's right next to the public restroom. Anyway.
Love local restrooms.
The season's here. We're in...
The season's here.
The holiday season.
And if you are unaware, WWE is having a special week next week to celebrate the incoming season.
USA and WWE put out a big special announcement that every day of the Christmas week, they are going to show something wrestling. Right.
So we have live wrestling this Monday the 11th on Raw, as we always do.
Why wouldn't it be live?
I don't know. It's just always live. From Cleveland.
Okay. Ooh, Cleveland.
You know. Then you got SmackDown on Tuesday from Cincinnati.
Smack it down.
Then on Wednesday.
Wednesday?
For the first time ever, USA showing NXT.
It's an hour special.
All right, on NXT that night.
Which, listen, in all honesty, I watch NXT. We don't talk about it on the show because we just try to focus on the two main WWE shows. But NXT is an amazing venue.
I completely agree.
The talent in there, although it's still in development, the talent in there is incredible stuff.
Yes, great stuff.
Enough plug on NXT. We got that.
And then Thursday, they have a two-hour tribute to the Troops special that they're showing on USA.
I think it's like Hulk Hogan meets the Smurfs, right?
Whatever works.
It's an animated special.
Whatever works for whatever makes these troops feel happy.
Listen, in all honesty, for everything that they do and for all the hard work they put in and the sacrifice they make for us, if we could get away with a tribute for the troops, I'm sure we would.
We would.
So.
And that doesn't end there, because Saturday, they made sure to let you know they're going to show Journey to the Mysterious Island, starring one Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What? I'm surprised they didn't do Surf's Up 2 with the voice talents of The Undertaker,
right.
Triple H, John Cena, and I forget the last one.
Well, this all also leads to coming out next weekend.
Ferdinand,
starring John Cena.
I can't wait to see him as an animated bull.
I can't wait. We'll be there opening day.
His voice talents... I think it's like a combination of Jesus and Fergie.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing. It's amazing. But because of that holiday spirit that WWE and USA is giving us, we've decided to lead in to the upcoming weeks of holidays by having a special WWE moment celebrating the holidays for the next three episodes.
Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Craig.
Yes.
Will you please ask our talent to ring the bell?
Let's do it.
Passing through the show.
Oh, ring the bell,
ring the
bell. Season's here, no doubt. We won't stop until we win.
I'm gonna knock you out.
We go out to compete.
All alone.
Or in a pair.
I can't eat enough red meat.
We fly through the air.
I'm the best in this whole world.
I know that is not true.
Excuse me, don't you start a fight.
Can you dig it? You sing too.
Are truly a time to be thankful for what we have, and in the spirit of giving, we've made a donation on your behalf to the Save the Children Fund. From our WWE family to yours, happy holidays.
Happy holidays WWE.
Thank you, WWE, for that wonderful, we would figure out it was 2012, I think that came out, that holiday classic that I'm surprised I don't hear played on Wash FM on a daily basis during the holiday season.
Man, I'd love to say that the sheer brilliance of it brought tears to my eyes, but really I just think it brought gas to my stomach because I feel nauseous.
And if you think you liked the audio, you check out the Ring the Bell video on YouTube.
Oh, it's free.
Watching,
have fun.
Watching John Cena conduct everybody.
Oh, yeah. And each wrestling superstar act out their verse.
Oh, it's great.
God awful.
It's so great. But that gets us in the holiday spirit leading up to, remember, the what we decided last week, which was our unwrapping, unboxing holiday special that we're going to have out the week before Christmas.
I love presents.
Love presents.
I love to give presents to you.
That episode, we will recap what happened on Clash of Champions. We'll go over Raw. We'll go over SmackDown. And we'll open up some gifts for each other.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
You know what's a gift to us, though?
What is a gift to us?
All the friends that make this show possible.
So many friends.
You know?
So many friends.
Jason?
Mm-hmm. One Jason Wilson?
Yes.
Of Resolution Alley?
Absolutely. Writes the theme song, does all our musical talents for the show.
Gotta love it.
Love that guy. Freddie B.
Freddie B. The hype man of all hype man.
I believe they would be the two strongest elves. Like, if we had a wrestling match in the elf house,
definitely.
It would be them.
Right. Our fat asses would be Santa. But
yeah, Freddie B, our intro and hype man, just unbelievable.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All our friends at the Take Two podcast.
Right. They are some lovely people. They just dropped episode 60, which I had the pleasure of being on. So if you don't hear me enough now, you can go back and listen to episode 60 of Take Two and hear me again.
Oh, speaking of which, mm-hmm. Mr. BS would be mad at us if we did not mention the Amazon link on there.
Oh, that's true.
On Dad's webpage.
On Dad's webpage, on take2podcast.com. Click the menu, click on that Amazon link, buy all of your Christmas gifts, your holiday gifts on there. We get a little kickback from it. I mean, we get a tinier kickback than actual Take Two does, but we get a little bit.
Yeah, but remember, we promised any money we make from Amazon, we are going to put towards wrestling toys for needy children.
Obviously, because that's where it all should go.
Yeah. They may not have food, they may not have clothes, but they should have an Undertaker action figure.
Yep, because who doesn't need an Undertaker action figure or a Corporate Kane action figure?
It makes the world go round.
It does. It does. But follow us, please, on @Take2Takedown on Twitter. If you're that 67th person that dropped off, we hate you.
Oh, I'm coming.
We will find you.
I'm coming for you, brother. And I'm bringing the guns. And the guns are going to come in, and they're going to wrap around your puny little neck, and they're going to snap your head off like it was a popcorn ball. It's going to be amazing. Oh, yeah.
That was incredible.
I channeled the spirit of my inner
wrestler. Do you even
wrestler.
Know what you just said, or did you just black out?
Like, I got woken.
You are a vessel.
Something came out of this vessel. Oh fuck me.
And again, please email us, take2takedown@gmail.com. We'll have our new mailbag segment, which we'll come up with for some funny name. You know, we're going to reach into our yam bags.
The T3 bag?
Right, the T3. The tea bag? Is that what you said?
Yeah, the T3 bag.
Right, the T3 bag.
That's like a scrotum with three testicles.
Right, right, the T3 bag. You're welcome, folks. We just named our mailbag segment. You heard it here first. T3 bag coming in 2018. All right, but listen to us, follow us, interact with us. We love all that shit. All right, go on, review us on iTunes. Listen to us, Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, however you listen to us. And we welcome all of our new listeners. Interact with us. Let us know that you enjoy our show.
Yep. And the ones that I talked to today, if you do not friend and follow us, I will come after you.
I will beat you.
I will leave you for the animals to eat your dead carcass.
Right. You will be found wanting.
Lacking.
Needing.
Deprived.
Probably a little angry.
And right now, I really feel we should be wearing Bludgeon Brother hoods, carrying hammers on our shoulders, and just beat the piss out of the microphone and a camera.
I love it. Peace out.
Peace.
And where this goes... Oh, no. Phelan's died.
Oh, my God.
John, are you okay?
I'm gonna live.
You're gonna die!
All right, I gotta ask you a question.
You're gonna die!
Before I choke out and die.
Don't die!
Before I choke out and die, let me... I don't know, should we have the dumbass WWE singing Ring the Bell?
Ring the Bell? What year was that, do you think?
2014?
Was that recent? That piece of shit!
Everything a mustard.
Everything.
Mustard has made me awoke.
Awoke. I have long laid dormant in this vessel.
How fucked
but
up.
But I am awoke.
Literally, how fucked up was that?
I am awoke.
Like, he's sitting there like, at first
I
I'm
have
like,
fought with Mark Antony.
At first I'm like, what's with the lazy eye?
I am awoke.
Let me get it out of my system now. Let's be honest. Ooh, Snitsky and Mercury?
Snitsky and Mercury.
Why is it like you have a dick in your mouth every time you try to say Snitsky?
I don't know, but it's delicious. That every time he comes out and does it, it just makes it more and more... it looked like you were trapped in your shirt.
Why are you laughing?
Ring the bell. I got a big kiss on Big Show.
I'm the Big Show. I got the bell.
5:30 pitch.
This has been a production of WTTP Take 2 Podcast. WTTP. WTTP.
WTTP Podcast.
WTTP Podcast.
WTTP. WTTP.
WTTP Podcast.
W Take 2 Podcast?